SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید.
هنگامی که مردم به سپسیز یا عفونت خون اشاره می کنند، ممکن است بدانند که به یک تهدید کننده بالقوه زندگی اشاره می کنند. اما در بیشتر مکالمات، معلومات زیادی در مورد این بیماری وجود ندارد و چیزهای دیگری مشخص نیست. ممکن است که عدم آگاهی مردم قابل توجیه باشد، چون در اکثر اوقات دکتران متخصص وقت زیادی را برای تشخیص صحیح این عفونت در مریضان سپری می کنند. دکتر براین ایبنبروک، مدیر برنامه سپسیس استرالیا، اتحادیه سپسیس آسیا و اقیانوس آرام است. او در این باره می گوید:
Sepsis is the body's overreaction to infection. Normally when you have an infection of any type, the body will react by becoming inflamed to kill that infection. In sepsis, that process doesn't turn off. It becomes uncontrolled and it begins to damage its own organs and sometimes your limbs, and it can lead to death very quickly.
Dr. Ebenbrook در مورد کارکردگی چنین توضیح می‌دهد:
What it does is sepsis is an inflammatory reaction of the whole body, which is normal, as I mentioned before, to try and kill any sort of infection. But because that gets out of control and it causes problems like blood supply to the vital organs and to limbs such as your arms and legs, it can cause all of those things to fail and you can become an amputee with lifelong consequences, with organ failure, mental and psychological issues and other problems like that.
الین کوشو، عکاس ساکن سیدنی، نمایشگاه تصاویر را برگزار می کند که داستان 11 تن از کسانی که از این مریضی صحت یاب شده و از زندگیشان نجات یافته است را بیان می کند. این تصاویر شامل جزئیات شخصی از چگونگی تأثیر اولیه سپسیس و چگونگی تغییر زندگی در مریضان است.
Like most people, I didn't know anything about sepsis before I got involved with the project. The catalyst for the project was actually an Australian story called A Matter of Minutes about a man called Mick O'Dowd. And his story just really struck me. It was very powerful, what he went through and his family. So I got in touch with Sepsis Australia to find out more about sepsis. And if I didn't know much about it, I kind of assumed possibly many other people didn't know, so I asked them if I could give them a hand in helping raise awareness.
سپسیس عامل شماره یک مرگومیر قابل پیشگیری در دوران کودکی است، یکی از مواردی که به طور گسترده شناخته شده نیست. موارد سپسیس نیز در طول ماه‌های زمستان افزایش قابل توجهی را نشان می‌دهد. میا ویلکنسون یک دختر 14 ساله اهل برزبون است که در 4 سالگی دچار سپسیس شد. مادرش ایمی میگوید که چندین روز را در بر گرفت تا دکتران متوجه مریضی وی شوند.
I took her to the doctor on Saturday morning and they sort of said, oh yeah, gastro. And then that Saturday afternoon I took her to the hospital and they, Mia was showing other signs of, she was a bit incoherent and more symptoms and it was just a bit strange. So I took her to the hospital then and they thought it was influenza and viral myositis, which was inflammation of the legs. Took her home to rest and then by Sunday then she had more pain in her legs and just sort of thought it was part of having the flu. And then Sunday afternoon she had a rash on her legs, so I said, oh, I'm taking her back into hospital.
او میگوید حتی زمانی که این مریضی توسط دکتران تشخیص شده بود، درک آن دشوار بود.
Even then it's hard to understand, I think, what sepsis is, you know, telling my parents what it was, you know, and I remember them still taking a while to get their head around that, you know, it's an infection, viral or bacterial, that, you know, the body's immune system then reacting to that and basically going in overdrive and shutting down organs and, you know, creating this storm sort of thing in their body.
میای کوچک برای نجات جانش مجبور به انجام عملیات جراحی متعدد شد و دکتران هر دو دست و پاهای او را بریدند. او مجبور شد سفر را برای سازگاری با زندگی با اندامهای مصنوعی تهیه کند. اما این دختر شجاع که اکنون 14 سال عمر دارد میگوید که اخیراً در مسابقه دوش 100 متری اشتراک کرده است و اطرافیانش این احساس را به وی منتقل کردند که او یک عضو جامعه است.
I don't really feel like there's anything different because they just accept me who I am and we get along just fine. They just see me as a person, not anyone different.
دکتر ایبن بروک می گوید موارد ابتلا به سپسیز در استرالیا زیاد شده و سبب نگرانی گردیده است.
The actual cases themselves are increasing. Sepsis, the burden of it is not very well understood, but most estimates show that we've got about 55,000 cases a year at the moment. Around about 9,000 of those will die. And that equates to about 7 times more than road trauma deaths or 4 times more than common cancers like breast cancer or prostate cancer.
او راه‌های ساده‌ای را توصیه می‌کند. افراد می‌توانند برای وقایع از سپسیز یا فعال بودن برای اطمینان از این که از هر گونه عفونت احتمالی پیشی می‌گیرند، از این موارد استفاده کنند.
Sepsis is preventable, which is great to know, but it's about firstly responding, in other words, asking the question, could it be sepsis if you're worried? But other than that, just making sure you've got good hygiene, good sanitation, that you keep up your vaccinations, that generally anything that can prevent infection from, dirty environments, etc. like that, just normal day-to-day hygiene can actually reduce the chance of infection and therefore reduce the chance of sepsis.
الینکوشوی عکاس دید که در سخت‌ترین اوقات انسان توانایی خود را در برابر مشکلات تبارز می‌دهد و قدرتمندی خود را نشان می‌دهد. در حالی که او در حال جمع‌آوری تصاویر و داستان‌های نمایشگاهش بود، از اینکه چگونه مردم برای غلبه بر چالش‌هایی که زندگی بر سر راهشان قرار داده بود، قدرت و اراده پیدا کردند، شگفت زده شد.
All the survivors and the people who've lost loved ones to sepsis are just the most incredibly strong, motivated, resilient people who have been through so much trauma, but are still extremely active, productive members of society.
این گزارش توسط اینی فاینتس از بخش خبری SBS تهیه گردیده بود.
بپسندید، شریک سازید و نظر دهید. SBS دری را در فیسبوک تعقیب کنید.